Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning. How are you today? Glad to hear it. Welcome to our Thursday broadcast. I thought I would amuse you a bit here on something that's just been put up on the screen. You know, I always love these stripes. And wherever I'm, whenever I'm out in public and I see a television that's on one of the cable channels, and this is intentional. This is designed to get your attention. I think, didn't this start around the 9/11 era, this thing of having the stripe on the bottom of the screen all the time? And we've never gotten rid of them. So a lot of times I'll be out in public and I'll see these stripes and like, okay, well, what's going on? It goes, good part of the time, it says something like breaking news or developing story. And it's like, okay, let me see what's going on. And I'll go up there and I'll see, okay, they're hyping something that's just totally stupid and inane. I have to tell you about this one because I think it's hilarious. Presidential whiplash. Trump grows more erratic amid economic warnings. You know, we've gotten to the point where, and again, I don't fault any of these cable channels in what they broadcast when they're doing news. But when you're doing commentary and you're passing that off as news, that's just, it's just crazy. It really is. CNN has just gone full-blown commentary, and they should stop pretending they're anything else. I mean, absolutely amusing. I figured you would be amused as well. I wanted to share with you a couple of very important things. We're going to talk about, believe it or not, another Green New Deal. This one from Bernie Sanders. I mean, these people have really completely lost their minds, especially when you hear the price tag, because what's so sad about this? To all of these extreme leftists, there is no price tag that is too high because we're not talking about their money. They're talking about your money. And really the mindset is that no matter what amount of money it is, we can all afford it because ultimately, well, we're going to find the money from the rich. That's where the money is. All of the money is. So, we're going to talk about this Green New Deal. Also, a visitor who will be making an appearance next week at the fundraiser for our good friend, Jeff Duncan. What kind of welcome will this person receive? If you happen to be there, what kind of welcome will you give him? Going to talk about that as well. As we continue the broadcast this morning, I think this is going to make for a pretty interesting discussion. But I want to start here. And something that was communicated during a visit to my former home state of Kentucky. This from the president, which I think is a good thing as far as executive orders go. The president has directed the Education Department to more easily forgive the federal student loans owed by veterans with disabilities. Making a move the Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, had resisted for months. I wonder how long she's going to keep her job. I mean, seriously, resisting the president? What's wrong with this woman? Who does she think she is? Veterans and other student loan borrowers who are totally and permanently disabled are entitled under existing law to have their federal student loans canceled by the Education Department, but they previously had to fill out paperwork to have their loans discharged. This is a bureaucratic obstacle that veterans advocates have pretty much slammed for quite some time as too burdensome for many severely disabled veterans. So now, the president said he was taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt, vowing to eliminate every penny of federal student loan debt owed by American veterans who are completely and permanently disabled. I think that's a good step, don't you? The debt of these disabled veterans, he said, will be entirely erased. He made these remarks during a veterans convention in Louisville, Kentucky, saying the debt will be gone. This move will wipe out hundreds of millions in student loan debt owed by more than 25,000 disabled veterans. The average amount forgiven would be about $30,000. That's a pretty big price tag there. That's a pretty big burden to have lifted off of your shoulders. And I think it'll be pretty hard to find people who would not support this. Now, DeVos last year took steps to more easily identify which veterans were eligible for the benefit and send them letters. But her agency still required eligible veterans to fill out paperwork before actually canceling the loans, despite bipartisan calls to change the process. I wonder what her problem was. Why would you not streamline this? That's what doesn't make sense to me. But what do I know? Under this new expedited process announced by the Trump administration, the Education Department will automatically identify veterans eligible for loan forgiveness and give them the option to opt out for 60 days before moving ahead with canceling the debt. By the way, a bipartisan group of lawmakers back in 2018 called for automatic loan forgiveness for disabled borrowers. In fact, in May, the Attorneys General of 51 states and territories called on DeVos to stop requiring the disabled veterans to fill out the paperwork and instead automatically cancel the debt. Now, at the time, the Education Department spokesperson said while automatic discharge may seem like a simple solution, there are long-term impacts. We want all veterans to have the chance to consider before their loans are discharged. In an email, the spokesperson now says the agency was changing the position on the automatic loan forgiveness now that things we were worried about have been taken care of. I wonder what that is. Call me cynical, okay? One of the concerns was about state and local tax consequences that veterans could potentially face in some states as a result of the federal loan forgiveness. The department also cautioned a loan discharge under existing regulations could impede a veteran who wants to take out additional federal student loans in the future. Now, the Republican tax law in 2017 removed any federal tax liability associated with loans canceled through the Total Permanent Disability Loan Discharge Program. The president noted veterans would not face a federal tax bill on the canceled amount, saying this is big stuff. In fact, he's calling out all the states to immediately waive any state taxes on the forgiven loans, which is a good thing. Call them out. Tell them, waive the loans. Waive the tax on these loans. It's not going to cost very much. Good step here. Back to the Vince Coakley radio program. And during the break, one of our insightful employees here just made this comment. Do you know who's going to benefit from this loan forgiveness? Banks. Because they are going to get an infusion of cash. That's a brilliant observation. He also added, what's also interesting about this, with all of the talk about student loan forgiveness all together, you know how Bernie Sanders and company always talk about how evil the big banks are? Well, guess what? Guess who's going to benefit from loan forgiveness if this is done universally? The big banks. They will get a huge infusion of cash. They have to be thrilled. They're not going to talk about this publicly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And on the surface, I'm sure they're going to make it look like, oh, this would be really terrible. But they are grinning ear to ear at the prospect of having this money. Money. Cash given to them. Because that's exactly what it would be. Thought you would want to know that. As we continue with the broadcast, let's go out to a call from Steve in Charlotte. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing well, sir.
Good, good. Listen, I just wanted to tell you, people give you a lot of hassle, but you're very fair to the president. And you compliment him when he does good things, and you get down on him a little bit when he does some things, I don't know, over the bounds of normal. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you really do. You're fair. You've been very, very straight up with him. I got a question for you. In your opinion, now this is out there, but in your opinion, what grade would you give him so far as to what kind of job he's done?
Oh, boy. You would ask me that question.
Yeah.
I would say C.
Okay. I was going to say B+. He's tried and he's had roadblocks at every single turn.
Right. And I don't... Go ahead, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, no, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
thank you. I was going to say, I'm originally from New Jersey, and New Jersey has this thing. My dad thinks it's a great idea. I think it's a terrible idea. The New Jersey Senate wants to make all community colleges free.
Right.
Oh, my. Okay. So I can see this. Now this is out there a little bit, but I can see if Elizabeth Warren or Crazy Bernie sees this, what President Trump has done, I can see them saying, yeah, that's a good idea. But by the same token, we should make all community colleges all over the country free for illegals. Really, I could see that as a add-on to what President Trump has done. Do you see that?
It would not surprise me at all. That would certainly not be a surprise.
Amazing. And you know, he's doing this. He's trying to help people. He's really trying to help these disabled vets.
Yes, I don't doubt that at all, and I think this is a really good step. By the way, and Stephen, I thought it would be important to go back to your original observation just about the president and the grade. I take into consideration everything, and by that, you know, people have said, well, he's never, you know, president's never had this many people. You know, I get it, that the media's not going to be on his side, that the liberals are not, I get all of that, and these things are given. To me, this is based on the job performance and doing the job, period. Taking the circumstances that you are given and doing the best you can with them. That's what it comes down to. So it doesn't have anything to do with the headwinds and the detractors. You can do an extraordinary job despite that. So, you know, and that grade could be higher. It doesn't depend for me on how people react or don't react to him.
Yes, sir.
It's how he handles the job. And let me just tell you this. The real question, the reason that I don't give him a higher grade is because I believe there are things that are more important than money. If we're judging just based on the economy, just based on foreign policy, the grade might be higher.
Yes,
but if you talk about being a leader of all of the people and clearly communicating such and embracing and engaging and relating to all of the people, the heart and the soul of the nation, that's, to me, what will give a person a higher grade. And this, to me, is the reason I would have given Ronald Reagan probably very easily an A or, worse, a B+. Because this was a man who spoke to the heart and soul of the country, and he was able to reach across party lines and do that. Doesn't mean that people liked him. Doesn't mean the media liked him. But who he was as a person, he broke through, and you had this genuine sense that he loved every American. That came across.
No, that. Thank you for sharing that with me. I appreciate that.
Yes. Well, I do appreciate your call and your kind words, and it's a good thing. Because I'm going to lower the boom later on. I'm just kidding. I really cannot overemphasize this, how important this is. And I think, to be honest with you, as we look back to the presidency of one Barack Obama, this is one of my problems with that presidency. This was a man who did not serve as a president of all of the people. He served his base. And he was insulting and condescending to the people who did not agree with him. Now, he had a very... Here's what's interesting about the difference between the two presidents. Barack Obama, he was smooth. He had a smooth way of being disrespectful. Donald Trump is your street brawler. He'll look at you in the eye and tell you, screw off. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. Now, I don't think that belongs in the White House at all. It's two sides of the same coin. But the reality of it is, they both have communicated that in some way. See, the other irony of this, I think if the president just worked on this particular area, he could... I think he could knock it out of the park. And if I were advising the president, I think there's a way that you could expand this so-called blue wall. You could expand it for the Trump presidency and assure a second term. Now, I don't know what's in his heart and in his mind. He may feel pretty confident he's got it in the bag anyway. That may be where he is. We shall see. By the way, we're also going to talk about this Greenland story because there's an update on this. Let me talk briefly, and we'll spend more time on this after the break, about this Green New Deal. You know how much this plan is going to cost for Bernie Sanders? $16.3 trillion. $16.3 trillion. A comprehensive climate change program. My goodness. Do you need to hear any more? I just don't know what you do with this. Who is going to pocket this kind of money? This is just absolutely incredible. We'll talk about this much more as we continue. And I'm going to reach over and knock somebody upside the head here. Joking, of course, making reference to the crazy people I work with here in the studio. All in fun, of course. Let's go out to a call first from Ernest. Good morning, Ernest. Earth calling Ernest. Come in, Ernest. We earnestly want to hear from you. I suppose we will not. Going once, going twice, and Ernest has disappeared. I was trying to think of a smart aleck remark to make based on the old movies. Remember the Ernest movies? Seriously, folks, think about it. Does anybody have any concept on how much $16.3 trillion is? $16.3 trillion. Bernie Sanders, in talking about this Green New Deal, said young people, advocates, tribes, cities, and states all over this country have already begun this important work, and we will continue to follow their lead. So what does this do? The Sanders plan channels the rhetoric of the climate movement, calling for a World War II-style mobilization to halt and reverse the effects of global warming over a decade. In the process, according to this campaign, they're claiming they will create 20 million new jobs in steel and auto manufacturing, construction, energy efficiency retrofitting, coding and server farms, and renewable power plants. So this goes along with plans offered by Elizabeth Warren, Jay Inslee. I think Inslee dropped out, if I saw it correctly. I mean, it was a matter of time before some of these folks dropped out. So what are your thoughts? $16.3 trillion, is it worth it? Is this going to work? Will this have any impact on the climate whatsoever? Or is this just another fraud that will benefit some business person connected to government? Imagine that. Yesterday on this program, we were talking about the issue of volunteers for the Charlotte-Mecklenburg school system, and David calling today wanting to add some comments to that discussion. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Vince. I love your show. But, yeah, see, they don't. The volunteers are not background checked by CMS because they don't work for CMS. I mean, they're out there, they're in the system, and nobody checks nothing. That I know for a fact.
Now, how do you know this for sure? I know you have some concern. You don't want to reveal exactly how you know, but tell us as much as you can.
Well, I know somebody in a certain group in the office part of the CMS organization, and they've talked to me about stuff like this. I mean, you know, they have to unload to somebody.
So they've been concerned about this for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. This has been going on for a long time, in the early 90s, when this guy was hired. Or didn't hire, wasn't hired, but when he came on as a volunteer. I mean, you know, it's something that y'all can easily confirm. I mean, it's out there.
Well, I appreciate your call there, David, and I have a feeling, I would certainly hope something is going to change now with these revelations.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That have been uncovered just in recent days. Time will tell. Chris in Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. How you doing, sir?
Doing well, sir.
Good. Me too, man. Better than I deserve, anyway. So, this thing with the climate change, just like every other liberal policy, it's like, let's just say, okay, we figured out in about, what, the 60s, that we were actually a destructive global force, that we actually could impact the environment. And we've been working on it ever since. We've got thousands of regulations on the books, thousands of, you know, automobile regs, so we're, you know, decreasing our toxic emissions and, you know, all of the things with the power. And I mean, it's something we're constantly working on. And I'd like to pat ourselves on the back and say, well played. Like, you've addressed an issue, you're working on it, it's a constant thing. And this idea that we all need to, you know, start walking everywhere and throwing the keys away and live in a tiny house and, you know, all these ideas, it's just so over the top. It's the same idea with like slavery. You know, it was a horrible thing. We already sent hundreds of thousands of people to die to end that. And, you know, we're trying to turn the page, but some people refuse to let us and would just have to stay in the quagmire of whatever sin or whatever negative impact that anybody's ever had has got to be the forefront and the topic and it can't be resolved.
Well, I want to ask you, Chris, do you believe that human beings have anything to do with climate change?
As a collective whole, I think that there's a chance that we're having some sort of impact, sure. Not as just being human beings, but as our actions. Our collective farts, are, so to speak, I don't think are have enough of an impact to even measure, but all of our cars and all of our, powering our homes and this sort of thing over all of the globe, not just America, the entire globe, I think we're probably having some impact. And to acknowledge that and to address it and try to, to swing it. I mean, climate is going to change. Science taught us the only constant in life is change. So to think that we can somehow hit the pause button and keep climate from changing, ebbing slowly, and I guess the argument is it's changing faster than ever before, which that's hard to pin down as well, because if you look at the history of it, there's been times in the history where, dinosaurs were wiped out in just fractions of time, and that wasn't, that obviously wasn't for man. So, I think it's just it's very gray, and that's what the left loves. They love gray area, and they envelop it, and they dance around in those areas as if those are facts.
Yes.
And it couldn't be further from the
truth.
They've
certainly gone to the wall with this. There's no question about that. Great to talk with you, Chris. And you've made the observation about all of the things that the United States of America has done. And we're at a point where we've put ourselves in some ways at a competitive disadvantage already. But the places where the worst pollution is taking place right now, well, they're in places that no one is really insisting that they change. Places like China, for instance. Let's head out to Anita in Piedmont. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. No, I just want to deja vu right here on Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren talking about they're going to create 20 million jobs. Does anybody remember Obamacare? There was 30 million without insurance. And what happened? Now we've got what? It's ridiculous. That just imploded. And we're going to get 20 million. What about the 100 million that will lose their jobs in the power sector and in other industries as well? Unless, of course, we all want to sign up and be a government worker, which I guess we could have a job doing the regulations on that.
Wouldn't that be nice? Just what we need, more bureaucrats to bleed more money out of the national treasury. Appreciate your call there, Anita. It is pretty frustrating, isn't it? By the way, I think on yesterday's program, we told you about the possibility of a payroll tax cut. The president now says that's off the table. It ain't going to happen. So much for that idea. Still to come on the broadcast, we will tell you about someone who's going to show up at a Jeff Duncan fundraiser next week. What kind of welcome will he receive? We'll ask about it coming up. Before we go back to more of your calls, just want to bring to your attention a story. We haven't talked about this. This story is just heartbreaking. You've been following the story of the two missing firefighters.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Two missing firefighters. This search has now expanded and moved further north. And time really isn't on the side of these two guys. Here's what's happened here. Most of the search has been concentrated in the Florida area. The focal point now of the search, 400 miles north of where Brian McClooney, a paramedic, Justin Walker, a firefighter, were last seen leaving a boat landing in Port Canaveral. So what's happened now is they've expanded the search area to include parts of South Carolina. So boaters will begin their search from Savannah and from Charleston. So keep this in your prayers. It's just sad. It really is. These missing boaters. It's now been 6 days. 6 days. And the longer this goes on, of course, the hope for finding them alive continues to fade the longer this goes. Just looking at a picture now of the search area. So continue to pray that, first off, these two are still alive and that they can be found quickly. We've been talking about the Green New Deal proposed by Bernie Sanders, and he's not alone. Everybody has their own proposal on how they're going to prevent the end of the world as we know it. Also along the way, we've discussed the volunteer process within Charlotte-Mecklenburg school systems as to how that needs to somehow be reformed to protect children. Let's go out to a call, in fact, on that subject from Robert. Good morning. Welcome, sir.
Hey, good morning. I heard that guy about the volunteers not being vetted. That is not true. I volunteered in the school system for many years. As a matter of fact, I won't mention the name, but I was volunteer of the year at one of the schools. And there was a form, I want to say probably 3 pages long, because I forget, that had a minimum of 3 references, a whole bunch of other questions. And on top of that, they had the option, after they reviewed the form, of fingerprinting you. And now that was 10 years ago. Now, unless they change, they still go through that.
Well, it sounds to me like, and I've heard enough just calls between today and yesterday, enough to give me indications that this has not been necessarily consistent. So I think that could be what's going on here. There may be some variation in how this has been dealt with over the years. So I'm glad to hear it was done with you, and I certainly hope whatever is not going on is something that is resolved very, very quickly. Let's go out to David. Good morning, David.
Hey, Vance. How are you?
Doing well, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the earthly remedy and then the heavenly remedy. Basically, the earthly remedy is what most people want to listen to, but I'll just give you something that you already know and a lot of people know who listen to your station, which is in God's Word, which is what man says may be, but what God says is. So this business on climate change, people need to have some guts and some brains and some Holy Spirit-inspired wisdom and discernment to stand up for these idiots, because there's plenty of science out there, real science, that shows basically there is no noticeable man-made global climate change. And also, as I tell my wife all the time, you sit there and you want to have a nice conversation with these folks, and you've got to recognize the first thing you do is you go back and forth with them. They eventually get to the point where they cannot counterpoint with you. They don't have any argument that makes any sense. So the first thing out of the box is what Gordon Liddy said years ago in Latin, translates to argumentum ad hominem, which means is attack against the man or the woman. So what they start doing is they start finger pointing, Vince, and they start calling you names so that you start getting defensive, because you're winning the argument and you're correct. And let me give you their two favorite slurs. Number one, the worst slur of all is being called anti-Semitic. So that's one in the box. And then the second one is being called racist. So you need to recognize that as a human being and an intelligent human being, again, by the grace of God, to realize what's happening. And you need to call these people out on it and just tell them flat out, no, that's absolutely not correct. And again, going to the earthly events, you follow the money, you follow the power, you see what's happening. It all goes back to Soros, Rothschild, etc. And frankly, if you go to the heavenly realm, which is really where you ought to go, the good news is, hey, it all take care of itself by the grace of God in the name of Jesus. But the word in the name of Jesus is the solution. And that's the only solution. And people need to recognize that. The only way to do that is frankly to read the word for yourself and know the word and what it says, and basically then you can stand on it rather than falling all over the place.
You know what's funny about this, David, is for me, and I think you, we both share enough information about what happens in the future to know that the end has nothing to do with global warming.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.